Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, man. Mark Raimondi's here, ESPN, ESPN.com. He covers our Falcons. Want to get his take on a couple of things. He's got a great event going on. If you guys don't know, Mark had covered wrestling and certainly combat sports for a very long time, and he's got a cool event that's going on in town. And for WWE fans, he's got a great book out as far as the NWO is concerned. So that is his other passion. But let's start with the Falcons. What's the latest with Michael Penix? What did you see? What are you hearing? What do you think Ra's decision is going to be Sunday, Mark?
Yeah, so questionable for Sunday, Michael Penix Jr. And Raheem Morris said that Kirk Cousins has taken, quote, significant reps this week and more reps later in the week compared to earlier in the week. So take that however you might. I guess it's going to come down to a game-time decision for Penix. Morris has said, as you guys know, that he's felt pretty good this week about Penix playing. He said that necessarily hasn't changed. His feelings have not changed, but he just does not know at this point whether or not he'll be able to go or not.
I know that we talked about a controversy, Mark. You would say you could, look, you got a $45 million insurance policy, cash it. If there's any risk involved with Michael Penix Jr., Kirk Cousins, ironically, is 100%. He's over a year and a half, now almost 2 years since his injury with the Achilles. So you think they just don't want to get any of that smoke, or they don't want to have a regression here as far as the confidence of Penix? I mean, why not just go with Cousins and keep it safe?
Yeah, Mike, there's two things at play here, right? There's two things at play. One thing is, hey, if your quarterback is not 100% healthy and you have a guy behind him who is competent, I would argue much more than competent, right? He's been a very good quarterback in the NFL for a long time. You're 3-3. This is obviously a winnable game against the Dolphins. Why risk trotting out your young quarterback who's a little bit banged up when you have a guy like Kirk Cousins behind him who can go out and win this game, right? That's one thing, right? Win the game now. This is a team that is trying to make the playoffs, has not made the playoffs since 2017. Win as many games as you possibly can in the moment. That's one thing. The other thing, guys, as you know, is that what happens if Kirk Cousins does play on Sunday and he lights up the Miami Dolphins and he has an incredible game, throws 300 yards, a few touchdowns, Drake London's involved, Bijan Robinson has another crazy game. What happens then for Michael Penix Jr.? What happens with his fan base? Do the calls then come for Cousins to be the starter for the rest of the season? And we know that they surely will. So that is the three things, the two things kind of at play. Do you want to put your young quarterback through a quarterback competition right now in, less than 10 starts into his career? I don't know the answer to that.
I do know what'll happen. You'll be up there talking about Ra, who's your starter. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be asking that question.
Yeah, of course.
I know that.
Of course, because you have to.
Yeah, Mark Raimondi joining us, guys. Let me ask you something that I have to ask you. What is up with Jalen Walker, man? He's looked good when he's played, but this growing hasn't gone anywhere. It's like it's just plagued him from camp. What's the situation there? Because we feel like Divine Diablo, we understand he's going to be out for at least for a few weeks, maybe longer. But Jalen, man, what's the deal?
Yeah, man, that's the big question, Carl. I mean, it is something, as you said, that has lingered since very early in training camp, and groins and hamstrings are a tough thing, right? Because you really need to rest. Like, that's really the main thing. And I'm not sure if Jalen Walker has gotten enough rest. He's a guy that works extremely hard, and he's played well when he's been out there. But maybe this is just their chance to say, hey, we got to shut you down for a little bit to see if this thing can get better, because it keeps on cropping up and cropping up and cropping up. And I believe that is the situation right now, because he has not practiced at all this week. And it seems like they are just waiting for this thing to heal and get to 100%, because I feel like he has not been 100% for the entire season going back to training camp because of that groin.
So, man, we've come up with the simultaneous. It's Mark Romandy with us, guys, from ESPN.com. The Dolphins, I just looked it up. They're the worst run defense in the league. They're giving up more per game than anybody. Second worst is Buffalo. So, Mark, again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Run the freaking ball. Let's run the ball 40 times in this game and get out of it with a dub.
Run the freaking ball. And I almost wonder if Penix does go, guys, on Sunday, I almost wonder if they will have a similar game plan to the game plan last season when they played the Raiders in Las Vegas, where it was an extremely conservative offensive game plan where Kirk Cousins, who was struggling, right? He had four games in a row, very tough. Just hand the ball to your two great running backs. Now, Tyler Allgeier is questionable. That's another, situation there. So we don't know if he's going to go or not. So it could be the Bijan Robinson show. As every week should be for the Falcons, right? Because he is that guy. But I just wonder if it's going to be one of those situations where this is a team that, like you said, has been not good against the run so far this season.
Right.
Just give Bijan Robinson the ball. Penix can be back there to do what he has to do in the moments, but make it a very, very run-heavy game plan.
Last thing football-related for me, and then I want to ask you about this wrestling event that you have going on this weekend. the Dolphins, though, seriously, it feels like they're a mess, right? Nobody in our at Flowery inside that organization with the Falcons are going to say that because they got to respect their opponent. It feels like they're a mess, but it doesn't mean that they won't come in here and play well because, they haven't put it together. And I said, Mark, I'm a little concerned. Like, I get we're a better team, and you're right. I agree with you on the conservative, game plan. And sometimes you got to win ugly. We haven't been able to do that. But I also know that the Dolphins score when they get in the red zone, and the numbers tell us as much. We got to score touchdowns this weekend, man. We can't clown around with kicking field goals at home.
100%. And just to go back to what I said a mere seconds ago, that's the kind of game plan they had against the Raiders that were led by, all due respect, Desmond Ridder at quarterback, right?
Yeah, right.
As bad as the Dolphins have been this year, that is still an offense that can be explosive when they get going. And that is not something that the Falcons want to see. They don't want to see the Devin Achan, breakout performance in week 8. They don't want to see Jalen Waddle, get off for 100 plus yards and a couple touchdowns. They do not want that. They don't want to see Tua Tagovailoa have his best game of the season. But those things are all coming, guys. I mean, the Dolphins are a better team than they have put forth on tape so far, player to player.
Right.
They're a pretty talented team. And there will be a breakout performance, and the Falcons have to make sure that it's not on Sunday.
By the way, Allgeier is questionable, as you mentioned. Nathan Carter, he got in mop-up duty against Carolina. He's a rookie. Bijan, can this kid spell Bijan the way Allgeier? I mean, not Allgeier's special guy, but if we just want to do that 3 hours in a cloud of dust all day Sunday, Nathan Carter up for that?
Carter is a pretty darn good, for an undrafted free agent, pretty darn good rookie running back. He's got a lot of speed. He's got a lot of power. He really does. I think he squats like 600 pounds, I want to say, something crazy like that. His measurables, he didn't do the combine, but his pro day at Michigan State, he had as good of measurables and traits as any running back in the class. So he's a very talented guy. He played pretty well in the preseason, right? Had that big touchdown run in the preseason. Can he duplicate that in a regular season game? Potentially, if Allgeier can't go. So they might be leaning on him if that's the case.
Okay, cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.